HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and most people don't like to stop and wonder why the incidence of cancer is increasing, why the incidence of autism has gone from 2 in 10,000 children to about 1 in 88 children, 1 in about 65 boys. Why, if you compare the health of the American people with that of other nations, 60 other nations, a recent study showed we were down around 15th to 16th. I mean, why are these things happening? Well, I guess this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day, who was at one time one of the leading orthopedists in the country, she was certainly the chief of orthopedics of the San Francisco County Hospital when I was practicing orthopedic surgery, and certainly was on her way to becoming a full becoming the chairman of one of the departments. She was a professor at that time. And then, of course, during the AIDS epidemic, our lives became intertwined as we were fighting, trying to save the lives of people from this terrible, terrible, totally unnecessary disease. And Lorraine kept telling me that the AIDS was about population control, and I didn't want to believe that. I just didn't want to believe that anything could be that evil, that they were actually allowing this terrible disease to kill millions of people in America and throughout the world for population control purposes. But then I was wrong and she was right. And it took me a long time to come around to realizing that she was right on many of the things she was talking about, because she was talking about the importance of diet and we are what we eat. And, well, many, many years have passed since then. Certainly Lorraine is certainly on the forefront of trying to educate people about not only diet, but about changing their way of life for their health. Good morning, Lorraine. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm just going to let you pick up the ball and run with it.
Good morning, Stan. Thank you for having me. You're absolutely right. There are many things that are part of population control. The people do not realize vaccinations are part of population control. Even in the little insert that goes in with the vaccination, it lists sudden infant death syndrome and autism as serious adverse side effects of vaccinations. And yet the government is still letting doctors give it to children, including tiny babies who have no immune system. There's another recent article in Time magazine. The front cover was How to Die. And the elite are attempting to convince us that killing off our sick grandparents or even our grandparents who aren't sick is cool and trendy. And what's going to happen with Obamacare and the variations on it that will come after that is that the government will no longer take care of elderly people, and they will say to the families, you have to take care of them because they're useless eaters. They're of no concern to us because they don't contribute to society because they don't work. And so if you want them to stay alive, then the family is going to have to pay for all of their treatment or take them home and take care of them themselves, or else we're going to euthanize them. And this is what's coming, and people don't understand how evil this is. Now, as some of your listeners already know, as you said, you and I work together trying to wake up America and the world about AIDS way back in the late 80s and early 90s. And then in 1993, I developed cancer, which became very severe. And because I was a physician, I already knew, as all of us know, that chemotherapy and radiation both cause cancer. I mean, that's why people are worried about Fukushima, is because it's radiation and it causes cancer. Well, doctors used to tell patients, don't get too many x-rays because they cause cancer. Yet on the other hand, a doctor will tell a patient, well, now that you have cancer, we have to give you huge doses of radiation to treat you, even though it causes cancer. It doesn't make any sense. What we do in medicine doesn't make any sense. Fortunately, you and I have both been orthopedic surgeons, where we can do a lot of good by total hip replacements and total knee replacements and setting broken bones. And I, as a trauma surgeon, was taking care of all the people who were shot, stabbed, run over, thrown out of buildings and all that. You need a doctor for that. However, in almost every other branch of medicine, all we're taught to do is either give drugs, which cover up the symptoms, and do not cure a disease. Drugs don't cure diseases. Antibiotics don't cure infections. We physicians all have seen a sick patient in the intensive care unit with an infection that has been on the right dose of the right antibiotic die, because if they don't have enough immune system left, they can't get well no matter how much antibiotic you give to them. Besides that, antibiotics all have side effects. And now antibiotics are coming back to bite us, because in the 1940s, 30s, and 40s, when penicillin was first discovered, and then people realized, oh, we don't have to take care of our health. We can eat any way we want. We can live any way we want. And then we just take a pill or a shot, and our problem is gone. But now antibiotics have had to get stronger and stronger because the germs have gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And now drug companies aren't even making antibiotics anymore because they have to make them so strong they actually have a tendency to kill the patient rather than just kill the germs. But you see, germs are not our enemies. We're covered by germs all over our body. We have germs on our arms, on our legs, on our skin, all over. We have them in our mouth. We have them in our nose. We have them in our gastrointestinal tract. And they don't harm us until our immune system gets too low. And actually, 150 years ago, there was a great controversy between Louis Pasteur. The pasteurization of milk is named after Louis Pasteur, and his colleague, Antoine Bichamp, in France. And Louis Pasteur said, the germ, the bacteria or virus, is everything, and the milieu, or the immune system, is nothing. Whereas Bichamp said, no, the immune system is everything, and the germ is nothing. In other words, if you keep your immune system working properly, you can't get disease. You're not going to get colds, and you're not going to get the flu, and you're not going to get cancer, and you're not going to get lupus, and you're not going to get any of these other diseases if your immune system is working properly, because God created that in you to resist disease.
Hold that thought, Lorraine. We'll be back here in just a moment at American Freedom Network.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day, and Lorraine, you go right ahead.
As I was saying before the break, there was this great controversy between Antoine Beauchamp and Louis Pasteur, which is very important to everybody listening, because Pasteur won, because he worked for the government, and that is the basis of orthodox medicine and the drug business, which is drug companies make $234 billion a year in America because they give drugs for everything. But drugs don't cure disease. Drugs only treat symptoms. They don't treat the underlying cause. And they all have side effects, and they cause other diseases. That's why if you're on one high blood pressure drug and then your blood pressure starts going up even on the drug, then they put another one on. And then you have side effects from that. So they give you another drug for the side effects of the first one. And some people end up being on 10, 12, 14, and even more drugs at a time, which just kills people because they're poison. But you can tell who was correct, whether it was Beauchamp or Pasteur, and you don't have to be a physician or a scientist to decide. I'll ask you the question. Do flies cause garbage, or does garbage attract flies? Obviously, garbage attracts flies. Flies don't attract garbage. Garbage attracts flies. If you see a dead animal rotting in the road that someone has run over and a vulture eating it, the vulture did not attract the dead animal. The dead animal attracted the vulture. And that's because dead and dying tissue attracts the cleanup crew. You have a pile of garbage, it attracts vermin, rats, and other insects to clean it up. And God has provided that on this earth, that we have this whole cleanup crew. Well, God has a cleanup crew for our body as well, and it's called germs. Germs go in there to clean up the mess. They're not our enemies. They go in to clean up the mess of dead and dying tissue that is caused by the bad way we've been living, eating, and handling stress. So we cause deterioration in our own body, then the germs move in to clean it up. When they clean it up and throw those toxins into our bloodstream, we experience symptoms such as headache, fever, runny nose, whatever, and then we run to the doctor because we don't want to have any symptoms. We don't want to have any discomfort at all. And so we say, give us an antibiotic, or give us a drug, or give us some pain medicine, or give us some something, give us a pill. What do I take? And so then it stops the cleanup process. So you still have all that garbage in your body until the next time your body also needs some more cleaning out, and then the process starts again, and then you stop it by taking drugs. And then after over a period of years, suddenly you have cancer or you have Parkinson's, and you go to the doctor and say, doctor, how did this happen? And what does the doctor say? We don't know, these things just happen. But we do know all the causes for all these diseases, Parkinson's, cancer, and all that, are in the medical literature. But we physicians are never taught them in our training. We are only taught two things. We are taught to give you drugs that cover up the symptoms but don't cure the disease, or we're taught to cut out your organs or to cut out your body parts. And neither of those things cure disease. So when I developed cancer in 1993, I developed breast cancer. I said, I'm not going to have chemotherapy because chemotherapy destroys your immune system and so does radiation. And I needed my immune system to get me well. The reason I had cancer is I had done it to myself. I didn't realize it while I was doing it. After all, I'm a doctor. Doctors don't know anything about how to do that. And so I learned pretty quickly that I needed to rebuild my immune system, not destroy it. If you think about chemotherapy or radiation, you know, if you have a child who is totally well, say your child is 8 years old, what if I came to you and said, why don't I take your child and give your child 6 months of chemotherapy and 6 months of radiation? And I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. I'll pay for it. You would never allow me to do that. Why? Because your child's totally well. Well, then why would you let a doctor do that when your child is sick? The reason you wouldn't let me do it to your child when your child's well is because it would cause the child to get sick. A child's hair would fall out. They would be nauseated. They would be in terrible pain. And yet you let them do that to your child or to you or to your spouse or a family member when you're sick. It makes no sense. What we have to do is work with the body. See, the body's designed to heal itself. If you cut yourself, your cut will heal. You don't have to do anything special. What you have to do is not abuse that cut. You can't keep opening it and picking it open and putting dirt in it. If you do that, it won't heal. But if you just leave it alone and don't abuse it, it will heal. Well, the whole body is like that. And if you stop abusing it by the bad way you're eating, by junk food, by processed food, by, you know, everybody's eating plenty of calories, but people aren't eating the proper nutrition, so they're all suffering from malnutrition. And people are drinking huge amounts of coffee and soda, and some of the soda not only has sugar in it. I have an article here right in front of me that shows you increase your risk of cancer by something like, I think it's 40% something, by drinking soda, particularly with aspartame in it. And as I've said on previous programs, a woman can decrease her risk of breast cancer by 77% by just exercising 4 hours a week. And these things are free. That's why the drug companies hate people like me who tell people how to be well without drugs. Water is extremely important. The body is 75% water. The brain and nervous system are 85% water. They're not 85% Coke. They're not 85% coffee. They're not 85% alcohol. They're 85% water. Okay? You have to drink water because the body loses 10 glasses of water every day just by the processes of daily living. Your breath is moist. You're breathing all the time. You lose water through breathing. You lose water through perspiration even when it's not hot. And you lose water every day because your stomach has to make digestive enzymes to digest your food, and that requires a lot of water. And the more animal products you eat, the more water you lose from your body because they're very difficult to digest. Because animal products, meat, poultry, fish, and eggs and things like that, don't have water in them. Fruits, grains, and vegetables do have water in them. And so when you eat fruits, grains, and vegetables, particularly when you're eating your vegetables and fruits raw, you will get a lot of water in the food that you eat. But when you're starting to eat animal products, which take a long time to go through your intestine, they putrefy and you reabsorb those toxins, which is one of the things that contributes to cancer and all other diseases. So I said, I've got to learn how to get well properly. So I started searching the medical literature because I developed breast cancer. I knew that I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. Cutting them off, one or both of them off, was not going to cure me. Because the cancer would just come back. If I kept on living, eating, and handling stress the same way that caused the cancer in the first place, it would just come back either in the same place or a different place, or I would get another life-threatening disease. So I set about to learn how to reverse my cancer and stop doing the things that had caused my cancer. And how shocked I was to find out that all the causes for cancer, which are all lifestyle factors, all lifestyle factors that we do to ourselves are in the medical literature. But as I said before, we're never taught them when we go through medical training, because the drug companies control a lot of what we're taught in our medical training, because they provide a lot of funding for medical schools to develop more drugs. So here I was, and I finally, after 2 years of getting worse and worse and having a tumor that grew to a huge size, and if you go to my website at www.drday.com, that's drday.com, you can see my tumor grew from the size of a marble to the size of a large grapefruit, and actually did that in 3 weeks. And I got sicker and sicker and sicker and in more pain, and I was bedridden for 6 months. But finally, I learned how to reverse cancer. And it works. It doesn't matter whether it's breast cancer, doesn't matter whether it's liver cancer, lung cancer. You've got to stop doing the things that caused it. And certainly, if you have lung cancer, you've got to stop smoking. I've known people who are smoking to their dying day, even though they have lung cancer. You've got to stop abusing your body in order to make it well. And as Obamacare increases and will start denying a lot of care, particularly to older people or people who are retired, they will they'll deny care to your parents and your grandparents, and you're going to have to start learning how to take care of yourself, which is infinitely better anyway. Now it's so hazardous to go into a hospital because they've got these superbugs in the hospital which have been caused by giving antibiotics indiscriminately, and so now they have patients with diseases that they have no antibiotics to give them. So they're in a terrible situation now, and we have done that to ourselves in this era of supposedly modern medicine. So there is a way to get well, and I have shown that on my DVDs and my CDs and my books that are on my website. You can get well from any disease the same way I did. I had, before I developed cancer, was diagnosed with cancer, I also had Parkinson's, and after my diagnosis, I developed multiple sclerosis. But all of those things went away when I changed the way I was living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress.
Well, I'm glad that it did, and certainly we want to go ahead and get your website out. Are you... Dr. Day, is it drday.com?
It's drday.com. And as I was saying, just one can of soda a day raises the aggressive cancer risk by 40%. Now, when you drink a can of soda, there are 9 to 11 teaspoons of sugar in one can of soda. You say, well, I drink diet soda. Well, that's even worse because it's got aspartame in it. Aspartame can cause blindness because it's got methanol in it, which is what was in bathtub gin during Prohibition that caused blindness. And it's got all sorts of other terrible things in it that cause many, many symptoms such as tumor formation, Parkinson's, neurological diseases, and yet, the Diabetic Association endorses aspartame. And, you know, it was Donald Rumsfeld who got aspartame approved. The FDA didn't want to approve it for years because they knew it was harmful. But then Rumsfeld, before he became part of the administration, but I think he was either a congressman or a senator, he was hired by the company as their president. And he said, I'm going to call in all my political chits, and I'm going to get this approved. And indeed, he did. And the FDA, unfortunately, is not there to protect the average citizen of America. There's a revolving door between the drug companies and the FDA. The FDA is supposed to control the drug companies, but in essence, the drug companies control the FDA. What happens is when they want something approved, they just have one of their guys from their companies hired by the FDA. He stays inside long enough to get the drug approved, and then he goes back to the company that he works for. And this is how all governmental agencies are. The USDA does not control the meat industry. The meat industry controls the USDA because they get so powerful. Government people that are working in these departments don't get paid exorbitant salaries, although some, I guess, do. But the drug companies have a lot more money, and so it starts being passed around. And then these industries actually control the agencies that are supposed to control them. So when you find out what's really going on in America, you will see that you better learn how to take care of yourself. Now, there are some really simple things that you can do with other diseases. Now, cancer, it's always easier to prevent cancer than it is to reverse it. I know that for sure. If you start changing the way you're living, eating, and handling stress now, then you won't develop cancer. If you wait until you have cancer, it's a lot harder to reverse it. Now, gout. Gout is a disease that happens in older people. It can be very painful. It can occur in the toes.
Hold the thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day. We're going to be talking about diet, how to prevent disease. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Center.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day. And Lorraine, of course, has put together a very good program, how you can improve your health, and if you have a cancer, how you need to approach it. Lorraine, why don't you pick up the story?
All right, I was talking about gout, which is a disease that occurs in older people, and it's caused primarily by the way you eat, live, and handle stress. Particularly if you eat sugar or if you eat animal products, meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs. it's a very painful disease. It occurs in the big toe, or it can occur even in the fingers, and the doctors generally give colchicine for this. Well, colchicine, up until January of 2011, cost 10 cents a pill. But after that, it now is under a trade name, and it's sold by a single Philadelphia company, and now it's $5 a pill. But colchicine has all sorts of side effects, such as diarrhea, hair loss, vomiting, severe allergic reactions, blood in the urine, back pain, bone marrow suppression, kidney failure, lots of terrible side effects. But you can treat gout with something totally natural, which is cherry fruit extract pills that you can get at your health food store. They have no side effects. They're all natural. And this will cure your gout. But what you have to do is stop eating the things that cause gout, and don't keep doing it and then taking the cherry fruit extract, because if you keep doing that and you develop the gout, it can destroy your joint. But here are just some simple, simple things. If women have urinary tract infections or cystitis, bladder infections, they can take drink juice, cranberry juice, or take cranberry fruit extract in pills. And that goes a long way to stopping cystitis. And there are all sorts of other natural things people can do. But you will notice that the drug companies are also trying to get control of all the natural products as well. And they want to make them only available through a prescription. But that's crazy, because these things don't have any side effects. People ought to have them readily available. And if you just eat sour cherries, or if you drink sour cherry juice, that will have the same effect as the cherry fruit extract. Same way with unsweetened cranberry juice. So there are lots of things people can do to treat themselves. And as long as you keep your body working right, by the way you're living, eating, and handling stress, you're not going to get disease. Now, the way I got well was I changed to a totally vegan diet. And I have an article here right in front of me, published in February of 2013 in the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, showing it a study of 2,939 cancer cases, showing that the risk of gastrointestinal cancer was reduced by 24% among vegetarians. And that's not even vegans. Vegetarians are ones who don't eat meat, poultry, and fish, but they do eat dairy and eggs. If you eliminate dairy and eggs and become a vegan vegetarian, your incidence of cancer reduces even more by just that one thing. And then, of course, as I said, exercise decreases cancer rate enormously. Drinking water does as well. And sunlight actually reduces the size of internal cancerous tumors. And sunlight does not cause skin cancer, even though all of us physicians are taught that in our training. And the way you can easily understand that is that in the early 1900s, 100 years ago, in America, 75% of all Americans worked outdoors. There was no skin cancer. Now only 10% of Americans work outdoors. And skin cancer is everywhere. It is not caused by the sun. It's caused by the way people are living, eating, and handling stress. People are eating huge amounts of animal products now compared to what they ate 100 years ago. People mainly had a vegetable and grain-based diet 100 years ago. First of all, they couldn't afford all this meat. And there was no fast food. And, of course, as you know, if you've been reading the newspapers or certainly on the Internet, you can be assured that there's horse meat in some of the meat, the ground beef that's coming into America because they're doing this in Europe. And the ground beef that you eat comes from at least seven different places. And some of those countries don't have any inspection. So what you have to do is start eating properly the way God designed, even in the Garden of Eden. You see, in the Garden of Eden, God gave fruits and grains to Adam and Eve before sin, and after sin, vegetables were also introduced. When God brought the Israelites in the Exodus out of Egypt, what kind of a diet did he give them in the wilderness? He gave them a vegan diet, which was manna, vegan. But the Israelites were angry. They said, "We loathe this light bread," which is what was manna. And so they wanted flesh food. Finally, God said, "Okay, you want it? I'll give it to you." And he gave them quail. He says, "I'm not going to give it to you for a day or a week. I'm going to give it to you for a whole month until it comes out your nose." And thousands of them died. And then, of course, the Bible tells us in the earth made new, even the animals will be vegetarians because the ox will lie down with the lion and they'll both eat straw. So God's ideal diet is fruits, grains, and vegetables. Animal products were only added after the flood, and God didn't say you have to eat them. He said you can, but look what happened to the life expectancy. Before the flood, people lived to be almost 1,000 years old. After the flood, the life expectancy dropped like a rock. And now, look at it, we're just little pygmies compared to what they were then. We live 70, 80 years, maybe 100, and everybody's all excited if someone lives to be 100. They lived to be almost 1,000 years old before the flood. So there's something missing here. And one of the things is a vegan vegetarian diet. And then, of course, we have to do the exercise. We have to drink our water. We have to get the proper sleep at the proper time of night. It doesn't work if you have 8 hours of sleep sometime during the 24-hour period. God designed human beings to go to sleep at night and to be up during the day. And it's been found that particularly men, all people, men and women, have a higher incidence of disease if they work nights. Men have a much higher incidence of prostate cancer if they work nights, because we're not meant to be up at night. We're meant to be in bed. The healing hormones are produced between 10 p.m. and 2 o'clock in the morning, but you have to be asleep. So that's why it's important to go to sleep 10, certainly by 11 o'clock, and not stay up till the wee hours of the morning. And that's one thing that's destroying the youth. They're sitting up with their computers and their video games and all that half the night. And then they're dragging around during the day. When you don't get enough sleep, it triggers your fight-or-flight reaction, which pours out adrenaline, which gives you some temporary energy, but it also pours out cortisol, which is like prednisone, which suppresses your immune system so you can't fight disease. And then, of course, people are so stressed. Now there are quotas in people's jobs. People have constant input with their iPhones and their iPads and everything. Everybody is being constantly stimulated, and nobody has any time to
read. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Sentus, the uniform people.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day, for the final segment of our program. Go right ahead, Lorraine.
There's a new article out called Death by Medicine by some MDs and PhDs showing that the total number of deaths caused by conventional medicine, that's doctor errors and incorrect drugs given or death caused by the side effects of a drug, every year in America, 582,000 people die because of these adverse side effects of drugs and doctor errors. Now, that's more people than die of cancer. So it's dangerous to go to your doctor, unfortunately. You need to get yourself healthy. On my website at drday.com, drday.com, I have an article saying, your doctor can't cure your cancer because he can't prevent or cure his own. Here I am. I'm a physician. Why did I develop cancer? Because I didn't know how to prevent it, because doctors are never taught how to prevent it. Oh, we're taught these things just happen. In fact, when I was in medical school, and I imagine it was the same way with you, Stan, in all of our medical textbooks where they were talking about each individual disease, they would start out with the term etiology, which means the cause of the disease, and then they would go on to signs and symptoms and diagnosis and treatment. But they had the word etiology, meaning what is the cause of this disease. Usually the answer was unknown. Now, since they don't know what causes any disease, they just leave that word out in the medical textbooks. They don't even discuss what causes the disease because the doctors don't know. So doctors develop cancer, and they die from cancer at the same rate as the general population. Nobody seems to think about this as a patient. Why would you go to somebody who doesn't know any more than you do about preventing the disease? And they certainly can't cure it, because all doctors are taught is to give drugs or cut off your body parts or cut out your organs. Neither of those things cure cancer. And you may say, well, I know somebody who had a mastectomy, and they're fine now. Well, they're not really fine, because they're still living, eating, and handling stress the same way that caused the cancer. So they're just waiting for that cancer to come back, either in the same place or some other place in their body, or they'll develop a different life-threatening disease. That's why they have to keep going back to the doctor for checkups all the time, and MRIs and CT scans to see if the cancer has come back. And they're living in fear all the time because they've not really reversed their disease. You can reverse the disease, but doctors say they don't know what causes all of these diseases. Well, you'd never take your car to a mechanic who would say, well, I don't have any idea how to fix your transmission, or I don't have any idea, but, you know, what I'll do is I'll put some drugs in it and I will radiate it, and then let's see if it works. Well, of course, that's not going to do anything for it. A mechanic has to find out what is wrong with the car and then fix precisely what is wrong. Doctors can cure diseases only that way, but they don't know the cause of any disease. All they do is cover up the symptoms by giving drugs, or they mutilate your body by cutting off your body parts. So that is that's the only things that we're taught in our medical training. So I have this article which says, your doctor can't cure you because he can't prevent or cure his own cancer. And then following that article, and the link for this is on the homepage of my website, quite near the top, there's an article that follows that and says, you aren't sick because you have cancer. You have cancer because you're sick. It is the sick body that causes the cancerous tumor, not the other way around. People will write to me all the time and they'll say, well, I'm totally healthy except for this cancer. No, you're not. It was a sick body that you had been causing to be sick for many, many years by the way you'd been living, eating, and handling stress that eventually ended up causing the tumor. But we doctors are taught to focus on the tumor. That's like having a child who's very sick with a chicken pox, taking that child to a surgeon and saying, oh, I want you to cut out all the pox marks in my child's skin so they'll be well. That's crazy. No parent would do that, because a parent knows that the pox marks in the skin are a result of a child who is sick. And when the child's body gets well, the pox marks will go away automatically. Well, even though chicken pox is a contagious disease and cancer is not, the analogy still holds true. You don't want to focus on the tumor, because the tumor is a result of a body that is sick. But we doctors are all taught, oh, get the tumor out there. Cut it out or burn it out or poison it out. But all of those things cause damage to the whole body of the patient, destroys their immune system, which they need to get well. We have to assist the body in getting well, just like you have to leave a cut in your skin alone and not put dirt in it, not abuse it, not keep picking it open, and it will heal. God designed our bodies to heal themselves, but what we have to do is learn how we're abusing our bodies every day by the way we're living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress. And you might say, well, I can understand eating and handling stress maybe, but how does it make a difference the way I'm thinking? Well, the Bible says that we need to concentrate on things that are good and upright and noble and think on these things, and a merry heart does good like a medicine. You know, studies have been shown at Stanford and various other places that you can't get well from a serious disease if you're holding grudges. You have to learn how to forgive everyone who's ever wronged you. You have to learn how to love your enemies. You have to give up anger and grudge holding and selfishness and jealousy and envy. You have to give up all those things in order to get your heart in the right place. When you're sick, you need a heart transplant. Now, not a heart transplant from a donor that's on life support. Actually, we need the heart of Jesus Christ, who said, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. And that's the kind of heart we have to develop in order to get well. Because if we're holding grudges, we're holding on to anger, we can't get well. The studies that were done at Stanford had people just imagining that they were forgiving someone who had wronged them. And when they did that, they saw their blood pressure come down. They saw their heart rate slow properly. They saw their respirations slow properly. And they had all these changes in their vital signs by just imagining they were forgiving someone who wronged them. And they said to one man, just imagine you're forgiving. He's, I can't do that. I cannot do that. He said,
Hold that thought, Lorraine. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you real soon.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, Lorraine, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, why don't you just tell our listeners about your two DVDs? We're out of time, but I know you have the DVD, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, and You Can't Improve on God. You want to just quickly tell them about
that?
Yes,
I do. You Can't Improve on God is the exact 10-step plan I use to get well. Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore shows you what a doctor will prescribe for you if you have cancer and how much damage it will do to your body. I have a DVD called Diseases Don't Just Happen, where I discuss virtually all diseases and show how they happen and how you can prevent and reverse them. I also have another 6 DVDs in addition to those on various aspects of health, including Turn on the Light, Overcoming Anxiety and Depression Without Drugs, and many others, and a workbook that goes along with these DVDs. I also have have a 5 CD set called Stress Success, Overcoming Stress in a Stressful World, which addresses all of the causes of cancer. All of these DVDs, CDs, and the workbook, and various other books that I have on my website. If you study those, and I give you a whole way to study them, and it tells you step by step what you need to do to prevent disease or to reverse it once you have it. And if people don't start learning how to take care of themselves, they're going to be sick and the government's going to withdraw health care. So the time to learn how to do that is now before this happens, because you can see it on the horizon.
And the website once more
is drday.com. That's www.drday.com.
God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Dr. Lorraine Day, and certainly the two that the DVDs, one of them, You Can't Improve on God, and then, of course, the Disease Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, why they're they're the sort of the key to the whole issue. Well, this is the time when I need to remind my listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. You can, of course, reach us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to, of course, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because what this does, it helps us maintain our network of almost 50 outlets every single week, where we're reaching people across America, across the world, with an understanding of what's going on. And certainly, when we talk about certainly medicine, I love medicine, wonderful, wonderful people in it, but unfortunately, you're never taught in medical school what Lorraine was just telling you now. In fact, what Lorraine is telling you is so different than anything most people believe, and yet it's really true. You are what you eat. They're poisoning us, and those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that we point out that they're poisonous with aspartame and MSG in our food, and with bisphenol, which they put in the cans, poisonous, yes. And then the coloring, you color your hair, women dye their hair, and of course this has toxic effects on them. They know this sort of thing. The milk that you drink, created with recombinant bovine growth hormone, creates disease. Certainly eating large amounts of soy and soy products, and they don't eat those in the Orient, they eat fermented soy, and the genetically modified food, the fluoride they put in your drinking water. So many things they're doing intentionally to poison you, the vaccinations. They know that there are certainly a mercury in your vaccines. They took the mercury out of childhood vaccines, and then they mandated children take a flu shot that has more mercury in it than the childhood vaccines. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the American people. And if you haven't, of course, gotten my material on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, if you talk, why give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 97.TVT, through on God. Available at my telephone number. Pray for me. Pray for me.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John,